Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Ooh, YouTube, we got one. Take a look at this stupid pig right here.
Nearly 2.5 months in office, and already Russia and the Ukraine agreed to a ceasefire. And now that region is starting to see peace, the first time in years. Nearly 2.5 months in office, and gas prices are the lowest they've been since the last 3 years. Women's sports are now safe. Big industries are being brought back to the country and job creation soon to follow. And it's been nearly 5 years and liberals are still sabotaging their country and still believing that January 6th is the worst thing that happened in this country since Pearl Harbor. And they call President Trump a tyrant. Hey, conservatives ain't the one out there burning Teslas. They weren't the ones out there 100 years ago burning crosses. And liberals, I get it. I know Barack Obama passed a lot of bills in order to make propaganda a thing in this country, but I urge you to start thinking for yourselves. And remember, if you sit in shit long enough, eventually it'll stop smelling.
About fat folk for sure, but this isn't even the video I'm gonna talk about today. This is just a by the way. Oh, YouTube. Good and decent people of YouTube, today is your lucky day. I mean, that Dunning-Kruger specimen mind that you just saw, that pig, that dirty cop, and you'll see why I call him that absolute idiot, that always wrong faffo machine that you just saw has so many TikToks, so many videos, that this is a series. It's gonna be a series. And listen, I don't even have to mention how stupid he is. The faffo only works if you're smart enough to actually realize the find out phase. He still thinks that Putin and Ukraine have achieved peace. Meanwhile, they just bombed them and stole 20,000 more kids yesterday. But we're not here for that. YouTube. Yeah. This guy. He has another video, YouTube. And it's so buffoonish, moronic. It's so imbecilic. I couldn't help but leave a message. I left a message. I called him an idiot, of course. And he says for me to disprove anything that he said in that video that you're about to see now. So before I even start the series, before I even get to the actual, the meat of the subject, before I actually get to roast him, just to roast him, I'm going to respond to every one of his points in his imbecilic, moronic, stupid video. And I'm going to present it here. So after we're done flaming this absolute moron, this anti-American fascist pig, after we're done flaming him, the series will start then. This is just to show you, not him, you, how important it is to read, to study, to think deeply. Because if you don't, someone like this could fool you too. Let's go through every point he makes one by one like he asked of me. And see why it is I can so blatantly, honestly, and earnestly call him an idiot, moron, pig. Anti-fascist, anti-American, anti-black pig. a Dunning-Kruger effect specimen, and a danger to our culture, our society, and our country. Look at this.
Oh, it's crazy how quickly people can forget that just only 6 months ago, we had a person sitting in the White House who showed early signs of dementia. No one cared. He was our president. Then Trump gets elected, and all of a sudden, everybody forgets what we went through for the last 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, they want to believe everything that mainstream media is telling them. This is the same media outlets that for years gaslit the American people by saying Biden was in the best mental and physical shape of his life. But come on, we all knew that was a lie. I mean, they kept that lie up until the debate with Donald Trump. And then, and only then, could they now admit that he was declining. I mean, liberal media never miss. These are the same people that for years told us that there was no issues at the border. Meanwhile, there was tens of millions of people crossing our borders. But now all of a sudden, the liberal media is so hell-bent on truth. Really? I mean, why don't they want to talk about the failed leadership of the previous administration, which caused 13 soldiers to lose their lives during the Afghan withdrawal? Do you know not one person was fired for that hiccup? No one held accountable. They definitely don't want to talk about how they're using taxpayers' dollars to fund living arrangements for illegal immigrants. Not to mention, this country has seen 3 natural disasters in the last 4 years, and the previous administration did nothing to help those people out. I mean, a few of them did get $600 checks, but come on. But with all that being said, now all of these Democrats want to fly to El Salvador because they're concerned for the well-being of a deported gang member?
I will use poise. I will not use bombast. I will give you what you asked for. I won't call your names. What I'll do for you, sir, is take your points one by one, dismantle them, and then use bombast. And then call your names. All right? Let's start with this one.
Oh, it's crazy how quickly people can forget that just only 6 months ago, we had a person sitting in the White House who showed early signs of dementia.
Signs of aging is not signs of dementia. Early signs of dementia doesn't come at almost 80 years old. That's not early for dementia if you had it. But he's aging. He's old. Yeah, you're 100% right. Not dementia. You know how we know it's not dementia? Because in 4 years, he took the economy from negative to record highs. Here's the proof.
The Dow is on track for a record close today. It touched an intraday record. It's up about 577, 1.4%. The S&P 500 is at an intraday record, on track for a record close. By the way, the 39th record close of the year, if it makes it there, which it's up 1.8%. It looks like it's going to. The Nasdaq not at a record, but it is up 2.7% today and leading. What's also interesting is the equal weight is also looking, not sure what's going on there, but the equal weight is up 1.2% and also looking to close at a record today. So it's really seeing all of these gains here today, but it's everything.
Matt, take a look at the futures this morning. Another rally underway. The Dow Industrials up 67, the Nasdaq up 43, S&P 500 up 7.25, extending into further record territory.
Extending into further record territory.
Because when he was president for 4 years, Republicans took credit for his accomplishments, which don't happen if you're demented. Here's the proof.
In fact, lots of Republican lawmakers are taking credit for jumpstarting these public work projects in their districts and states, even though many of them voted against the infrastructure bill that is providing the very funding for these projects. This past weekend, Iowa Democrat Liz Mathis, who's trying to unseat Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, called Hinson out for trying to take credit for the infrastructure bill, even though she voted no. But Hinson is hardly the only Republican trying to claim success for something they voted against. At least 14 congressional Republicans tried to have their cake and vote against it, too. Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas is on the list after voting against the infrastructure bill in November, calling it something that will only make matters worse and hold our country back. Months later, Gonzalez posted a big announcement on his website, touting that he secured $75 million for a creek restoration project in his congressional district.
So, first point, early signs of dementia couldn't be true if he was demented because he's 80-something. That's not early, you I'm sorry, I was not going to use any of that language. Number two, you're wrong because he wasn't demented, because a demented person doesn't enact policies that other Republicans in states that supposedly hate him tout as their own and take credit for when it serves and helps their own communities. If that's demented, then I'm just not sure that I want someone who's straight then. How about that? Your first point is a lie, but he is old, so we'll call it half-truth. I'm even giving you grace, cop. Let's go to the next one.
These are the same people that for years told us that there was no issues at the border. Meanwhile, there was tens of millions of people crossing our borders. But now all of a sudden, the liberal media is so hell-bent on truth. Really?
Well, let's start with being hell-bent on the truth. If you're not hell-bent on the truth, then what are you here for? Are you just talking? I mean, you are hell-bent on the truth, right? So let's just assume that's not what you meant by that. Let's go back to the immigration. The liberal media said there wasn't an immigration crisis. Well, because there's not a crisis. It's an invented crisis. Did you know? Well, I know you know because you're a cop, that migrants, illegal and legal, commit less crimes than actual citizens who were born here. That's the fact. Here it is. But you don't care about that. How about the fact that Biden deported more people? You gotta get this now. Deported more people than Trump did in his first. So what are you mad about? It's the cruelty that you didn't like. He wasn't cruel enough. He wasn't sending them to prisons without due process. We'll get to that. But yeah, you need to be hell-bent on the truth. Because obviously, you failed on that front. Here's the next point.
I mean, why don't they want to talk about the failed leadership of the previous administration, which caused 13 soldiers to lose their lives during the Afghan withdrawal? Do you know not one person was fired for that hiccup?
Not one person was fired for that hiccup. That's wrong. That is wrong. There was somebody fired for that hiccup. His name was Donald Trump. Oh, you did it. You're not hell-bent on the truth. That's the idea. You see, that withdrawal was organized by Trump. And if you read right there, it says all of his advisors told him that it would be chaos if it was implemented, and he signed it anyway. Can you read it? I know you can read. You seem like an educated man. But he did it because he lost. Those people who died because he wanted to leave something for spite as well as make money from the Taliban with which he made the deal. Cop, you didn't know? Maybe if you were hell-bent on the truth, you would know. Donald Trump got fired because he was an idiot and he was bad for the country. And the proof is this deal he made with the Taliban. What's the next point again?
They definitely don't want to talk about how they're using taxpayers' dollars to fund living arrangements for illegal immigrants.
That point? I don't care. That matters to you because you're a hateful person. But we'll get to that. Fine. I'll give that one to you. Kudos, smart guy. They're funding housing for people who need it. Oh, so bad. Oh, man. You got me. People who need homes can get it, even if they're unworthy. You got me, bud. You got me.
Not to mention, this country has seen 3 natural disasters in the last 4 years, and the previous administration did nothing to help those people out. I mean, a few of them did get $600 checks, but come on.
And here's where things go a little less funny. I'll wait. I said I was not going to call your names, so I will wait till the end. As promised, I'm a man of my word. The natural disasters that the last administration did nothing about? Before we get to them, let's talk about these natural disasters. Here you go.
Kentucky is the latest state after Arkansas, North Carolina, and Washington State in recent weeks to be denied FEMA funding for disaster recovery. From member station WEKU, Stan Ingold reports this comes as Kentucky is still waiting to find out if it will get FEMA funding for more recent flooding.
Kentucky is still waiting to hear from Washington about whether or not federal aid will be provided for victims of flooding that hit much of the state this month. Governor Andy Beshear says the state has to have federal assistance to be able to help its people recover.
There's no magic bullet to get around it. If it's denied, then the president is saying that that money will not be available to help our families rebuild.
He says he'll appeal the denials. Kentucky has faced 2 major flooding events in the past 3 months. Governor Beshear requested a major disaster declaration from President Donald Trump on April 11th. For NPR News, I'm Stan Engold in Richmond, Kentucky.
Last week, the disaster agency rejected funds to Washington State to help it recover from a damaging storm last year. Washington's governor says FEMA gave no reason, even though the state met all the criteria. Arkansas is appealing a FEMA denial for funds to deal with storms that pummeled that state in March. And FEMA turned away North Carolina when state officials asked for more help to recover from Hurricane Helene.
This president has done nothing for them, doesn't give them anything. The person who he put in charge of FEMA wouldn't even give money to the flood in her own state when she was governor because she was using it to give tax breaks to billionaires. And now it's mask off. He has left them high and dry. People are dying. Pets are dying. Mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters are dying. Businesses dying. You are not a bastion of truth. Because if you were, you would have said this.
So I just spoke. The president just called me yesterday afternoon. I missed him and called him right back. And he just said, hey, what do you need? And I told him, you know, we got what we need. We'll work through the federal process. He offered that if there's other things we need, just to call him directly, which I appreciate that. But we've had FEMA embedded with us since, you know, a day or two before the storm hit in our state operations center in Atlanta. We got a great relationship with them. We've been in touch with our congressional delegation, with Speaker Burns, the legislative delegation. And so, you know, thankfully we have an experienced team that's used to this. And just like the expedited disaster relief that we're requesting, they've acknowledged receipt of that, and I'm sure that they'll take care of that.
Mr. President, we are honored by your presence. We are grateful for this 100% reimbursement for FEMA for 6 months. That is a big deal for the state of North Carolina, because that will allow us to fill in some cracks and crevices in other places with our state money. And the fact that you have done this so quickly is truly extraordinary. We pledge to invest this money as effectively and as quickly as we possibly can. And thank you again, Mr. President. I know that we will continue to stay in touch about this, because I will continue to bother you about it. And you always respond, and so I'm deeply, deeply grateful to have you here, sir.
I've been on the phone over the weekends with the senior FEMA administrator. The team has been deployed. We had our declaration of emergency processed in an expedited way over the weekend and was finalized yesterday. We're adding more jurisdictions to that over the course of the morning. I would expect that 13 more counties and 5 more cities are added to this first declaration of emergency. And now we are expediting the declaration for major disaster relief today. And again, I just want to thank our partners at FEMA for advancing resources before these were even made yesterday.
The governor spoke with Biden on Monday, and McMaster said the federal response in South Carolina to Helene so far has been, quote, superb.
He said whatever we need to let him know, and we're doing that. Also, Secretary Buttigieg called yesterday and said the same thing, and also Deanie Criswell from FEMA has also called, so, and a number of the governors have called, so we're getting assistance, and we're asking for everything we need.
Meanwhile,
I hope that you believe what you're saying, because if you're just lying, you're more than just not smart, unread, incurious. If you're actually lying, you're evil. You're evil. And speaking of that, let's go to the next point.
But with all that being said, now all of these Democrats want to fly to El Salvador because they're concerned for the well-being of a deported gang member?
Now we're at the end, you dirty cop, you swine, you pig. Oink, oink. You know how I know? You know how I know you're those things? Is because you just told us that you think some life is worth more than others. If the person was a gang member, you could just not use due process. You could just throw them in an illegal jail where there's no oversight on human conditions, on how they're treated. That's okay with you, because they're not worth as much as you are. You deserve due process, not those things. You're the same person who thinks that you are special black. You're special black. That's why it feels good to be special. You know something those other blacks don't. We haven't even gotten to all of your other videos, which we will in this series, because The amount of times that you talk about the black kids and the black mothers makes you feel better. No, you're a dirty cop. You're a fucking pig. You're a disgusting pig who is in charge of the lives of others and believes that some lives are worth more than others. That's why I despise you. You're looking to watch this video and think I was going to come at you with some sort of a, oh, let's be bygones, I'm just giving you a point. No, you suck. I hate everything about you. You disgust me because you are a pig. You think that gang members deserve to be exported to an illegal jail to be tortured and never ask questions about it. That's okay with you. I don't want you around my son. I don't want you policing my neighborhood. And then, as if that's not enough, you dirty house n***a. You're a dirty house n***a. While you expertly hide your name. That's why I had that one in the beginning, guys. That video was for something. You saw how much he hid his name and the other Velcro was just off. Because he knows he can't stand in truth. My name is Doug, pig, fascist. I don't want you controlling or patrolling my neighborhood. Find me. I stand on truth. You hide your name because you're a dirty house, n***a. That's why. And you believe that those crumbs that Massa gives you displayed on the cabinet behind you is actually a display of love, not the crumbs left over that they give to the dog. That's you. You think those crumbs and trinkets are a sign that Massa loves you more, so you're willing to beat the rest of the field. That's why you're a cop, you dirty pig, you swine. Not only that, the second half of that is, he's not a gangster. He's not an MS-13 member because they doctored the tattoos.
Well, Yinka, according to the evidence out there, it seems that the MS-13 letters were digitally added onto this photo that Trump is holding and that the White House also posted. They aren't actually part of Kilmer Abrego Garcia's tattoos. The main proof that is this photo was Photoshopped, being widely shared by users on social media, shared originally by on X by El Salvador President Nayib Bukele.
Where in the photos you could see the MS-13 figure doesn't appear in Abrego Garcia's hand.
You filthy fucking piece of shit. That's not even the worst part. The worst part is not that you patrol our neighborhoods and think that some lives are worth more than others. The worst part is not that you believe anything your massa tells you because it makes you feel special, because you're a very special Negro. You're not like the others that you talk about so often as you denigrate people like George Floyd and clap your hands at the death, and as you blame black mothers for the violence in Chicago. We're going to get to that. This is going to be a super series. But the worst part is, you believe that, well, they came here illegally, so they don't need due process. Because you believe that due process is owed to a certain type of person, not a human right. Once again, reaffirming and confirming that you think some life is worth more than others. The thing about due process is, you stupid pig, you greasy, slimy house n***a. The point of due process is, even if you're right that all illegal immigrants deserve to get sent away to a prison on a land which they never came from that has no human rights oversights, even if I believe that that was correct, due process is the process in which you prove it, you fucking slimy piece of shit. Due process isn't just for the illegal immigrants, you dumbass. The due process makes sure that they don't arrest me and just say I was here illegally, because you have to prove it. If you prove it, you can do it. That's due process. Due process means all the stupid fucking gang tattoos you have on you makes you a target, and when they say that they shipped you to El Salvador and tell everybody else you were illegal, they can believe it because they didn't give you due process, you fucking Dunning-Kruger specimen. That's That's why we have due process. It's not for the illegals. It's not for the people who do wrong or the murderers. Due process is for us, you fucking stupid idiot moron monkey.
Yeah, and it looks like you're a mason or something. I'm sure that's not considered a gang per se. I understand it. You're a police officer. I was in the military. I know the culture well. There's a lot of masons. Who cares?
Due process is for us. If you don't have to prove that they're illegal, you can send anybody and just say they were illegal. That's the problem. And as a cop, you should know that.
Since Trump took office, ICE has deported two children, a 2-year-old and a 10-year-old, actively being treated for cancer. I might be wrong, but I don't really see how a 2-year-old with cancer threatens national security. Neither does Mohsen Mahdawi, who was arrested at his citizenship interview. He is just one of the 1,000-plus students who are being targeted by this administration for exercising their right to free speech. Mahmoud Khalil and Rumeysa Ozturk, two of the more covered cases, were both detained without warrants.
That's the worst part, you fucking slimy worm. You evil son of a bitch. The worst part is you go around and think that some people don't deserve due process. So, yeah, you're really good at hiding your name. You're really good at not showing anything in these videos that I usually catch. But somebody will find you. And when they do, because they know your face, when they do, I'm going to take a look at your police record, because I can only imagine how many people you thought didn't deserve due process on your beat, cop. That's the problem. That's the problem. You dirty piece of shit. You fucking house n***a. The dirty thing like you thinks that you get to choose the guilt or innocence of others. How many innocent people have you shot, framed? How many lives have you destroyed because you fail to police where they're making meth, but love to police where they're making crack? How many people have you roughed up and laughed afterwards? You dirty swine? But you thought that I was going to come on here and just have a kumbaya moment? Let's talk about the facts. Hell no! That's a different type of liberal. You like the dumb shit. You like the disrespect. You love to grab them by the pussy. Don't you? Yeah. Liberals have changed. I have. I'm not here to convince you, you stupid fucking pig. I'm here to condemn you for your lack of morals, for your lack of Americanness. I'm here to make sure that when others see your face, they run. I'm here to make sure that you understand that the only good cop is a cop who's willing to snitch on the rest of the bad ones, and that's not you. You're a dirty pig. Oink, oink. You have probably given less due process to the people you police and only police certain areas because white supremacy did you one. Yeah, that's all the points. That's all the points that you made in your stupid, moronic video. Liar. I swear to God, I hope that you believe everything you're saying, because if you're just acting to destroy our race and our country and bring in and usher in the age of fascism because you think that that makes you more powerful as a police officer, I hope to God that you're the first person to find out your actual proximity to whiteness. You fucking house nigga pig. Congratulations. You have a series coming, and I can actually start flaming you. I haven't started yet. Now that I got the important stuff out the way, this is gonna be fun, you fucking piece of shit, and I can't wait until we find out who you are. That police record is gonna be an idiot like you. who hates yourself as you do, you gotta have something in there. You better start hiding it. We will find you. My name is Doug. You don't need to find me. The email address is right here. Right there. You hide your identity because you're a coward fascist, dirty cop, house you fucking piece of shit. Political Drain is looking for people to do marketing, to spread the word, to take these videos on separate platforms and let others know about it. Let them know that the resistance is here and liberals aren't soft anymore. I'm a drill sergeant. Cool? I'm great with weapons. But I'm also even better with this. So I use it. And the resistance is here. You want to join? You want to join? Help me find pigs like this who think that human life has a hierarchy? Would you like that? I would. What's up? Help me market this thing. I'm hyped now. I love this. I live for this, you pig. I live for this. Every one of your points is stupid, moronic. And everybody who follows you has lost IQ points because of it. You're the reason. You're the reason we're in the mess we're in. And what's worse is you're black. That's disgusting. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're gonna pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.